الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ضرب الله مثلا قرية آمنة كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أسلم تسلم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dear brothers and sisters, all the community members, you know, I was supposed to say something. I was supposed to deliver a talk, and it was supposed to be uploaded. But all these days I've been thinking that everybody is saying everything all the time. It's so much said and it's so much shared online. It seems like everybody is speaking. There's so much noise around us. Nobody wants to keep quiet. Everybody is speaking. Like this sheikh in Chicago, he said once that there were these golden times in which there used to be silence. That one, when he used to enter the masjid, it used to be silence. So one can easily ponder over his reality. You know, the Quran again and again asks us to think and to ponder, to think about what his reality is. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقْ. Look at from what we have created you. From where you have come and where are you going? Who are you? What your reality is? But my dear brothers and sisters, unfortunately, in these times, we have no time to ponder. We have no time to think. We have no silence around us. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man samata naja." The one who kept quiet, he got the success. He got salvation. The one who kept quiet. So anyway, but we have to console each other. We have to advise each other in these hard times. Very first thing I want to share with everyone is that in these times, or in every time, we need to reassess and re-evaluate what our faith is. My dear brothers and sisters, our faith is not just given to us because we are related to this family who had this faith. We did not believe in this faith, in this Iman, in this Islam, because we belong to a Muslim family. No. This faith that we have, the whole idea behind this faith is security. The whole idea behind this faith is contentment. This faith is the real, you know, we have been talking about, we have been listening in the news, we have to take precautionary measures, we have to take caution, and we have to protect ourselves, we have to save ourselves, we have to stay home. Yes, we need to do all of that. But the greatest precautionary measure for a Muslim and mu'min is his Iman. Because Allah Himself, He said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Those who believed, those who had the faith, and they did not mix their faith with darkness. وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. They protected their faith. They did not lose it. They did not lost it. What will happen to him? فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنِ. These are the ones. These are the only ones who will have security. Allahu Akbar. What more clear words you want to hear? Allah Himself is giving you security because of your faith. Now, what does this mean? If you are not feeling secured, if you are not feeling safe, if you are feeling fear and anxiety, that means there is something mixed in our faith. Our faith is not pure. No. Because the very first thing what Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, the prophets used to tell their nation, and the very first thing from which they used to differentiate between Allah and their false gods is they used to say, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. Are you worshipping those things which can never benefit you, can never harm you? And isn't it this what we are also doing? We are fearing something which can never benefit or harm itself. Do you really think this virus can kill us without the permission of Allah? This virus can harm us without the permission of Allah? No. This is the most basic part of our faith and our belief that nobody can benefit, nobody can harm but Allah. But Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to his father, Ya Bati, Lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubsiru wa la yughni anka shay'a? Are you worshipping something? Cannot hear, cannot look, cannot benefit you, cannot harm you? Worshipping means, are you fearing? Are you running? So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the time to reassess our faith. We believe in La ilaha illallah. We have Allah on our side, the one who controls every single thing. And the good news is that Allah Himself says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. If they are panicking, if they are feeling unsafe, and we are also panicking, and we are feeling unsafe, then what is the difference between us and them? Allah Himself is saying that I am the real protector, real savior, real caretaker for those who believed. And those who disbelieved, وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. They don't have anyone to take care of them. They don't have any care. That's why they have fear. That's why they are feeling unsafe. That's why they are feeling anxiety. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the time to re-evaluate our faith and to purify our faith. And to strengthen our connection with Allah. We need to make sure, no? Allahu Akbar. You know, one thing I want to share with everyone is that we think, you know, I from inside, I have been thanking this virus. Because the greatest favor this virus has done to humanity is that this virus has brought death before the humanity. Because people were living life in this world as if they have to live forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one ayat, He tells us to that one prophet, He said to his nation, those who used to build their palaces inside the mountains. They were so powerful, they were so advanced in their technology, they used to build their palaces inside the mountains. So Allah, that prophet, He said to them, وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. Are you making these kind of houses, this kind of place of living, as if you have to live forever? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. As if this virus, if wouldn't have been there, we have never died. No, my dear brothers and sisters. Death is not something to fear. Death in the disobedience of Allah, death with the displeasure of Allah is something to be feared. Mumin, for Mumin, the one who knows that my Allah, my Rabb is happy with me, is pleased with me, death is a gift for him. He is waiting for death. The one who has prepared for death. But my dear brothers and sisters, we are so attached with dunya, we are so attached with this worldly desires, we are so attached with this love of dunya that we fear from death so much that we are feeling anxiety, we are feeling unsafe, and we have been panicking and all this is happening. So inshallah, this is the first thing and I want to share with everyone, that we need to strengthen our ta'alluq with Allah. If Allah is with you, if your heart is telling you that Allah is pleased, a sign for that is that you're going to feel safe itself, yourself. You're going to feel safe. You're not going to feel any anxiety. You're not going to feel unsafe. This is a sign that Allah is happy. Now this ulama has written that when Allah becomes happy from a person and his heart becomes totally obedient to Allah, he feels safe as if the infant feels safe in the cradle of his mother. How the infant feels safe? Now my mother is with me. Who can harm me? Who can harm me? How safe he feels. This is how safe you will feel if you strengthen your ta'alluq with Allah, your connection with Allah. And just the last thing I want to share with everyone, that all of us, this hard time that had come to us, the world has not seen this hard time for the first time. Everyone has gone through hard times in his life. Everyone. And some situations we got into in our lives that we had not seen, we were not seeing any way out. We were stuck. What to do now? We all have gone through these kind of situations. That we were totally stuck. There was no door to let us out of that situation. But now think for a second that how Allah took you out of that situation. Allah somehow took you out of that situation. Every one of us has gone through like that. Now that Allah who has taken us out of that situation is not going to take us out from this situation. He is not able to take us out from this situation. No, he is the way he has been able before, the way he is able now, and the way he is going to be able forever. Allah can, the one who can make the burning fire cold and pleasant for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and save Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the middle of fire, cannot save us. So inshallah, we need to, again and again I'm saying the same thing, reassess and reevaluate and strengthen our faith with Allah. Just yesterday I spoke with one alim, and he was saying that Allama Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi has written this 1,000 years before in his book called Tibb Nabawi, that medical science of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that he has written, in the chapter of when this virus is spread around, when this plague take place. So in that he has written this detail, that person who has perfect faith in Allah, who has strong faith with Allah, who has strong connection with Allah, Allah will give him such power, such confidence in him, that this virus will not attack him. Allah himself will protect him. His consciousness, his confidence will save him with Allah. And then he said, those people who are listening to the news all the time, who are not strengthening their ta'alluq with Allah, who just keep on thinking about this plague and all this what is happening around, and they're watching this, they're listening to this again and again, they will lose confidence. They will lose this strengthness in their connection with Allah. And once they will lose this plague will affect them. One way or the other, it will affect them. So inshallah, I ask all the brothers and sisters that this is the time to make sincere tawbah with Allah. Sincere repentance. Not just repentance. Sincere repentance. You know, even if in this situation we do not get wake up, then when we gonna wake up? Even if in this situation we do not wake up, then when we are going to wake up, my dear brothers and sisters? No. If you look at our family members are still in the disobedience of Allah. We ourselves are still in the disobedience of Allah. This whole chaos is still not waking us up. When are we going to wake up? When? So my dear brothers and sisters, it is still not too late. The door of Allah is still open. Allah is still there. And the greatest, this I'm telling you again and again, this power of faith that we have, it is the greatest power on this face of earth. That power lies not nowhere else, the power which this faith has. Because Allah Himself, He says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِ بِي. I am with the faith of my slave with me. I am with the guman, the zan, the thought of my slave with me. If I am thinking, if I am fully sure that Allah is going to save me, since I am saving the orders of Allah, since I am obedient of Allah, for sure Allah will save me. But if I am in doubt, maybe I don't know what is going to happen. I don't know what is going to happen. If I have this doubt, then I'm not in the protection of Allah. Then Allah is not on my side. So, sincere tawbah with Allah. You know, a person should go into isolation. Should go sit all alone and start to think what he has done with Allah and what Allah has done to him. And with this, a person needs to make sincere tawbah. That, oh Allah, now I'm going to change my life. And just begin with 5 times daily prayer on their time. This greatest protection lies in, you know, people are telling different wazaif, different du'as and different things. Yes, we need to recite them. But the greatest protection is in the command of Allah. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. You protect Allah and Allah will protect you. This is the wazifa given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What great more wazifa we need? So we need to start with this 5-time daily prayers. That we need to make sure that we are offering salah on time. Making wuzu properly. Offering salah properly with contentment. And if we are, right now masajids are closed. So we need to make our houses masajid. We need to make sure that we are all calling azan and iqamat in our houses. And all the family members should offer salah with jamaat. And all the family members after salah make collective dua. Make istighfar collectively in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin.